stargazing. One night, when the stars were bright and the moon was full, Otter saw Fox playing with a strange long tube.
"What is that thing you have there?"
asked Otter.
"It is a telescope," said Fox. "It helps me to get a closer look at the night sky."
Otter had never heard of such a thing. He loved to look at the stars and the moon, and he loved the idea of seeing them closer.
"Would you mind, Fox, if I borrowed your telescope?"
asked Otter.
"Of course not," said Fox. "You may borrow it tonight. I will come to pick it up in the morning."
"Thank you, Fox,"
said Otter excitedly. Otter carefully carried Fox's telescope home and set it up in a clearing by the water. That night, Otter looked through the telescope at the stars and the moon for hours and hours. He was exhausted. He knew he should put the telescope away, but he was so tired, he curled up next to the telescope and fell asleep. The next day, Otter woke up feeling happy. He went to wash up when he saw Fox trotting toward the river.
"I can't wait to tell Fox how much fun I had with his telescope," he thought.
"Hi, Otter,"
said Fox.
"I'm here for my telescope."
"It's over here,"
said Otter. But when Otter turned around, he realized something wasn't right. The telescope was not where he left it. Otter looked left and right. He looked up and down until finally he saw it. Sticking partially out of the pond was Fox's telescope.
"Oh, dear,"
said Otter. Otter jumped into the river and grabbed the telescope. The telescope was full of water.
"Oh, no,"
said Fox.
"What happened to my telescope?"
Otter was embarrassed. He was usually so good at putting things away. He should have taken better care of the telescope, but he had so much fun and he had been so tired.
"I'm sorry, Fox,"
said Otter.
"I fell asleep and your telescope must have fallen into the water."
"Well, it was an accident,"
said Fox sadly.
I'll make you a new one. Or maybe you can have something of mine,"
Otter said hopefully.
"That's okay,"
said Fox. He could not stay mad at his friend.
"I think it's mostly just wet. Maybe you can help me clean it up."
"I can do that,"
said Otter as they headed towards his home to find a dry towel. The telescope was clean and dry by dinner time. And by dark, the two friends looked at the night sky together. The end.